Hello everyone, welcome to our midweek study on Exodus. Today we'll be looking at the second commandment or the second word. I hope you have your Bibles with you, notebooks and pens. Kindly open them to Exodus chapter 20, starting from verse 4 to 6. Exodus 20 verse 4. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to those who to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. The word of the Lord. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you that you have given us another opportunity to be guided and to be taught by your inerrant, all-sufficient, always authoritative, and always relevant word. We pray that as we ponder upon each word, each phrase in this section of Scripture, that we would be aware, that we would be observant, that we would be taking all thoughts captive to obey you, to obey them. And thank you, Lord, that we can ask for your help, ask for your illumination as we look at this wonderful portion of passage. And may they be truths, Lord, that we could embrace and live by as we try to live for your glory in this side of heaven. This is our heart's cry in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Magandang araw sa inyo po ulit. Sabi natin, when we were last together, upon observing the commandments, sabi natin, these are commandments from a master to his slaves. And this demands obedience. Why did we say so? Sabi natin kasi, ang point ng Exodus is not just to liberate them, to free them from the bondage that they are in to Egypt. No, but rather it is the transfer of their ownership, of them being a possession of Egypt to Yahweh. And we said that this is true because of the repeated phrase in previous chapters, especially diba sa plagues, wherein we would hear Moses say to the Pharaoh, "Let my people go so that," purpose clause, this is the reason why you ought to be, "Let my people go, let the Israelites go, so that they can serve me," me being Yahweh. Sabi rin po natin that these commandments have a historical and spiritual context. It has a spiritual and historical implication or history. I am the Lord your God. That is the spiritual context. That is the spiritual implication. Who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Ito po yung historical context, historical background. Ang sabi ng Diyos, eto ako, ito ang ginawa ko para sa inyo, ito ang dapat niyong gawin sa pagsunod sa akin. God was saying, this is who I am. I am the Lord, Yahweh, your God, your Creator, Elohim. And this is what I've done. I brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. And these commandments are the things that you ought to be doing as a slave honors and obeys his master. Sabi rin natin po, when we were looking at these commandments, we also took note that the pronoun you is not plural, but singular. And we said that this would take away the possibility that the Israelites would think, majority lang sa atin gumawa niyan, dahil address naman sa atin yan, sa pangkalahatan sa atin, that this is addressed to the nation Israel, that if majority of us are faithful to these commandments, then we're okay. We also said that some would think that Oh, si Moses ang ating leader, therefore it bears more weight on him. And if he is faithful to these commandments, then we probably are okay. Right? We said, listen, every command is addressed to every single person of the nation. We also mentioned that this is divided into two categories. The first four are commandments in relation to how we deal with God, and the other commandments points to how we deal with other men, other people. And I hope somehow, di ba, nilagyan nyo, sana maglagay ng marker or maglagay ng notes sa inyong, sa margin ng mga Bibles nyo, or put notes in your Bible apps, because we said that the commandments are very comprehensive, they are very general, because they are going to be expanded, amplified, and expounded in Deuteronomy, as well as in other parts of the Bible. We hear Jesus expounding on the law when he was talking to the Pharisees. The Ten Commandments can also be found in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Diba sabi natin, verse 6 to 21. And they are essentially identical with what we are looking at in Exodus 20. But much of the book of Deuteronomy is devoted to a fuller explanation of the commandments. Anong sabihin nito? It's showing us that it's not just the outward obedience to the commandments that is required here, but adhering to the heart of the commandments. I also want you to notice, as you look at Exodus 20, if you can have two Bibles with you, or kung yung Bible apps nyo, pwedeng side by side, ang magdalawang passage, I want you to look at Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. We would see that the Ten Commandments are delineated. What do I mean by delineated? It means that we read the passage and we can see pretty easy and count 10 commandments. So Exodus 20, verse 3, the first commandments, you shall not have other gods before me. Verse 4, the second commandment, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Verse 7, the third commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Verse 8, fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Verse 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 tells us of the 5th to the 10th commandment. Both passages, Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, is structured in the same way and in the same order. Walang nagkagulo ron. And we can easily see the number of commandments there. Diba? I say this because sabi natin last time, and I'd like to say this again, the Roman Catholics do away with the second commandment and take them as part of the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me, and this explains the commandment to not make for ourselves any carved or graven images. They explain it away. Naglalaho na lang yun sa habang i-explain nila yun. Because they say it's part of the first commandment. Right? And it's no wonder why they subdivided the 10th commandment into two. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. And again, this is because Roman Catholic worship is very much dependent on the veneration of images. Yun yung externalism and ritualism na makikita natin na fino-forbid o pinagbabawal ng second commandment. But again, if there are first-time viewers of this study, I was a Roman Catholic then. I wanted to become a priest. But lest you say that I always mention the Roman Catholics, yung Eastern Orthodox churches, they also have this concept. Nung nasa Alaska po ako, I was able to visit one Eastern Orthodox Church. The Eastern Orthodox Church came from Russia. And Alaska used to be part of Russia. Binenta ng Russia sa US ang Alaska. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, what we would see predominantly are pictures and icons. Oo. Because ang interpretation nila ng graven images ay statues. They take it to mean as three-dimensional images. But they think it's okay to pay homage to paintings or to pictures or flat icons. That is why if you look at yung paintings nila, yung mga portraits or yung mga pictures nila ron, deliberately ginawa lang two-dimensional yung picture. But that is not it. But the second commandment is telling us that we should not make for ourselves any images, be it three-dimensional or two-dimensional, that takes the place of the true God. So, tignan natin ngayon yung second commandment. Tignan niyo po ulit yung second commandment. I hope we could have the time, but I'm actually thinking of having this as a two-part message. We'll be looking at the first part today, and we'll be looking at the second half or the second part, especially the rest of verse 5 and 6. But we will just look at the main thrust of the commandment. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, verse 4, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. We'll probably look at that tonight. Ang dami natin kasi pwedeng i-discuss dito. So, if we can finish everything tonight, that would be great, but I doubt that. So, the first commandment is saying, you should not worship other gods. Right? The second commandment is saying, you should not worship God in a manner that He does not prescribe. Worship, friends, involves two things. The internal belief and the external act. We sin in our hearts before we ever give a public expression of a specific sin. We sin in our hearts. We transgress in our hearts before we ever give a public expression of our worship, of our wrong concept about God. Yung first commandment points out the one true object of worship. Itong second commandment tells us the right way to worship. Yung unang commandment commands us to worship God alone. This commandment calls us for purity, listen, and spirituality as we approach Him in worship. The former commandment condemns the worship of false gods. The second commandment prohibits, pinagbabawal ang false forms, maling pamamaraan ng pagsamba. It relates more to the outward acts of worship. But these are only expressions, di ba, of what is inside the heart. Napansin niyo, ang commandment na to is structured into prohibitions. You shall not make for yourselves a carved image or any likeness. Verse 4, you shall not bow down to them or serve them. Verse 5. Pansinin po ninyo ulit that yung comprehensiveness ng command, yung pagiging general ng command, sakop lahat. Verse 4, you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Wala ka nang mamimiss pa rito. Anuman, sinuman na nasa langit, anumang nasa lupa, anumang nasa ilalim ng tubig. Right? Sabi nga ng talata, we should not make any images or of anything or anything, and the bases are covered from these spheres in above the heavens, on the earth, in the earth beneath, and in the water under the earth. So all bases are covered. We should not make anything or anyone from these spheres for the purpose of worship. Now, the Roman Catholics defends their belief of images this way. Diba? Alam natin, I mean, most of us may have come from that faith. As I've mentioned to you before, I used to be one and I wanted to be a priest. So the Catholics would defend their having idols or statues or sacred images in their worship this way. Sabi nila, yung fourth commandment, sabi ganun sa atin, ay you shall not labor. Right? Huwag kang gagawa. Kasi ito ay para sa Sabbath. But they would say, listen carefully, this is their thinking. I actually saw a recent video on YouTube and said, wow, ganun pa rin talaga ang kanilang pag-explain. The fourth commandment, they say, prohibits anyone to labor. But they would say, later in Exodus 25, it would read verse 17, Exodus 25:17, you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half, shall be its length, and a cubit and a half its breadth. Verse 18, and you shall make 2 cherubim of gold, of hammered work shall you make them, on the two ends of the mercy seat. 19, make 1 cherub on the one end, and 1 cherub on the other end. Of one piece with the mercy seat shall you make the cherubim on its two ends. You see how I'm emphasizing a specific word? They would say, God surely would not contradict himself, diba? Sabi niya, wag kang gumawa, pero ngayon, gumawa ka. And so what we see here is that they are being commanded to make an image of an angel. Dalawa, in fact. Diba? How do we explain this? Yes, they are commanded to make the cover of the mercy seat, to have a cherubim, and that is for decorative purposes. Para sa decorations yon. The purpose of the details, di ba napansin nyo? As it would go on, very specific ang instructions, very detailed ang instructions of the elements, what kind of furniture, from what are they gonna be made of, anong klaseng kahoy, ganon sukat, anong tahi, right? Anong kulay, the dimensions, and that is to show that God demands that worship of Him is according to His prescriptions. These are somehow to show, even in earthly terms, right, the majestic and glorious God. They are symbols, in fact, and we know that everything in the tabernacle are shadows and points to Jesus Christ. Lahat ng furniture, lahat ng the altar of incense, altar of burnt offering, everything in the tabernacle points to Jesus Christ. That's the reason why. Yes, we see God commanded them to make, but this is for decorative purposes. This is to show the intricate design, right? And this is to show how majestic God is in our feeble mind. Kaya sobrang laki ng ni-spend na time para sa details. The Roman Catholics then would say, teka lang, sa Numbers 21, you go to Numbers 21. In Numbers 21, God sent fiery serpents, diba? Mga ahas, mga venomous snakes sa Israel, dahil sila nagreklamo na naman, and many died. And so they cried out to God, and God instructed Moses to create a bronze serpent. to be placed on a hill so that those who would look at it would get healed. O sabi, oh, di ba? Hindi naman bawal yan eh. Sinabi nga ng Diyos, magtawa ka ng, Diyos na nga mismo nagsabi, magawa ka ng bronze serpent. So how do we explain this then? Once again, this is symbolism. It is foreshadowing of Christ. Ang pinaka sikat na text sa buong Biblia ay John 3:16. But in John 3:14, we would read, ba? And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. So the bronze serpent serves as a shadow of what's going to happen to Jesus Christ. And inasmuch as in the time of Moses in Numbers 21, that those who got bitten by a venomous snake, pag tumingin lamang sa bronze serpent na nilagay ni Moses sa hill, they would get healed. In the same manner, those who would look at Jesus Christ in repentant faith, they would be healed, they would be saved from their own sin. In fact, sa frailty ng Israelites, generally ng tao, tama yung ang naisipin na talagang may tendency i-venerate, i-worship ang image as sacred, and they worship it. That's what happened to the Israelites. That's why in 2 Kings 18, listen to this, okay? Kasi dun sila humihinto. Sabi nila, sabi ng Panginoon Diyos, huwag gumawa. Tapos ngayon, gumawa. Tapos sabi natin sa Numbers 21, nagtayo ng bronze serpent. But yes, we would see the tendency of man is to worship. The tendency of man is to have a ritualistic, externalist style of worship. Pero pansinin yung 2 Kings. Go to 2 Kings chapter 18. Okay, this is very important. I hope you're taking down notes. I can't see you. Right? 2 Kings 18, verse 1. In the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old. So it's talking about Hezekiah, the new king. When he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abby, the daughter of Zechariah. Verse 3, very important. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Ano sabi dyan? Hezekiah was a good king. Hezekiah was a righteous king. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. Anong ginawa niya? Verse 4, he removed the high places. High places are yung mga altars ng mga pagans. And broke the pillars and cut down the Asherah. And he broke in pieces, listen, the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the people of Israel had made offerings to it. So, imbis na ma-serve siya as a shadow, nakita natin ang tendency, ang frailty ng man, ang frailty ng Israelites. They began to worship it. Anong ginawa ni Hezekiah, who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord? He broke the bronze serpents into pieces. It was called Nehushtan, meaning they were idols, they were just images, hindi siya Diyos, hindi siya dapat galangin, hindi siya dapat sambahin. Verse 5, he trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that there was none like him among all the kings of Judah after him, nor among those who were before him. Verse 6, for he held fast to the Lord, he did not depart from following him, but kept the commandments that the Lord commanded Moses, and the Lord was with him. Wherever he went, he prospered. So, here is a king who, according to the Old Testament narrative, is a king who is pleasing to God, who did what was right in the sight of God. And God was always with him because God favored him. And what did he do? He destroyed the bronze serpent that was supposed to be a picture, a shadow of what's gonna happen in the life of Jesus. Pero nakita natin, kung hindi importante yon, dapat hindi natin nakita yan, di ba? So, the Roman Catholics will say, but we don't worship these images. Diba? Ano nga ang pagkasabi natin? How did we explain no other gods before me? Sabi ni Yahweh last week, we should not give our adoration. Do you adore? Sabi lang, hindi lang wino-worship. Diba? But they put candles. I know, I've been there. Nag-aali pa kami ng dati diba ng mga pagkain, diba? Nag-aalay ako ng kandila, ng itik kandila. Adoration. We do not give our ultimate trust to any other. What will happen to you, diba? Alam natin ang kalakaran noon. When we have concerns, we go to them and pray to them. We do not give our invocation, prayer, petitions, please. Diba? We do not give our thanksgiving to any other. When pag pumasa tayo sa exam, pag gumraduate tayo ng sa eskwelahan, if we celebrate our birthdays, if we have our anniversaries, we do thanksgiving. Hindi po ba? And they would say they are just representations of God. How sure are we that they are indeed representations of God? Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Verse 15, therefore, watch yourselves very carefully, since you saw no form on the day that the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Beware lest you act corruptly by making a carved image for yourselves, and in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth. And beware lest you raise your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven, you be drawn away and bow down to them and serve them. Things that the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be a people of His own inheritance as you are this day. And sabi dyan, ingat kayo, wala kayong nakitang form. Diba? And that was by design, because God knows the heart of men, that we would outright and right away create for ourselves a representation of God. Di ba? Magpawis lang ang pader. Di ba? Have you heard of the... It's funny, but it's true. Yung taco, na taco shell na nung niluto, nagka-form yung sunog, mukha ni Kristo daw. So, ginawa nila ng altar and people go there. Right? Let's continue. Deuteronomy 4. Furthermore, verse 21, the Lord was angry with me because of you, and He swore that I should not cross the Jordan, and that I should not enter the good land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance. For I must die in the land, I must not go over the Jordan, but you shall go over and take possession of that good land. Take care lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make a carved image, the form of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire and a jealous God. Napansin natin? Exodus 20 tells us, you shall not make for yourselves any carved image. Deuteronomy 4 explains it further. Wala kayong nakita, di ba, na form? So dear ones, we cannot do hermeneutical gymnastics to defend sin. This is the commandment, and disobedience to this commandment is sin. We should not make for ourselves graven images for the purpose of worship. God is to be adored in the heart, not painted for the eyes. Let me say that again. God is to be adored in the heart, not painted for the eyes. You shall not worship them or serve them. Sabi ng ganun ng Panginoon Diyos. The intent of making images and pictures is to worship them. Diba? Totoo naman eh. If we would be honest, God forbids such bowing down before an idol. The thing prohibited in this commandment is image worship. To set up an image to represent God is to debase Him. Diba? Minamaliit naman natin ng Diyos. If anyone would make images of snakes or spiders and say that he did it to represent the president of the Philippines, tinan ko lang kung hindi kayo puntahan ni Duterte. Right? It would be disrespect for our president if we make an image. Sabi natin na, si Duterte to. What greater belittling. Listen, mas lalo pa ang gagawin natin para sa Diyos. What greater belittling to the infinite God that to be represented by that which is finite? Will we represent the living God by that which without life? And the maker of all by something that is made? Diba? Listen, to make a true image of God is impossible. Very impossible. God is a spiritual being. He is spirit. He is not visible to the natural man. God is spirit. And those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:24, diba? Sabi sa Deuteronomy 4, wala kayo nakita. Wala kayo nakitang form that day that God spoke to you at Horeb or at Sinai. Can anyone paint God? How can they make an image of what they have never seen? Or of who they have never seen? Listen to Church Father Ambrose. He says this, there is no depicting the invisible. Hindi na pwedeng ilarawan ang invisible. You do not see any form. It is impossible to make a picture of the soul or to paint the angels because they are of the spiritual nature. Friends, if we try to make an image of God, that is not God. We will just be engaged in false worship. Let me explain this by an illustration. Again, this is the part wherein I wish you're here. Okay? Kasi mayroon tayong congregational participation. Ilan sa inyo ang nakapanood na ng Lord of the Rings trilogy? I'm pretty sure lahat tayo, right? Ilan? Taas ang kamay. Anong itsura ni Gandalf? How does Gandalf look like? He looks like Ian McKellen, tama? Yung artistang gumanap nun. He looks like Ian McKellen. Now, we all know that the Lord of the Rings trilogy or the movie was a novel, diba? Bago siya ginawang pelikula. But for everyone who has seen the movie, si Ian McKellen ay si Gandalf. Diba? We cannot erase that from our minds. Now, as you start reading, you've seen the movie, as you start reading the novel, you have Ian McKellen in mind, in your mind, every time you read about Gandalf. Sabi natin, kunyari, if you are going to worship Gandalf, you will most definitely be worshiping Ian McKellen. You can't help but have no alternative. Wala kang alternative kundi si Ian McKellen lang. You see, physical representations burn themselves in our minds. Diba? We cannot have a physical representation of God since He is spirit. And any image that we use about God demeans Him, belittles Him. It makes Him less than He is. Dr. MacArthur defines idolatry this way. Napakasimple lang. Idolatry is making God less than He is. Totoo yun. If we make a physical representation of God, then we would be limited to it. And we would worship a false view of God because we cannot have a full understanding of the essence and the character of God in an image. Diba, like yung sinasabi sa inyo, that we ought to have a biblical portrait of God, not a caricature. Ang caricature, diba, drawing kung saan hina-highlight ang ilang bahagi ng katawan. Maaaring mas malaki ang tenga, malaki ang mahabang ilong. It's a caricature. Caricature highlights certain aspects of the one it represents. Let's take some popular view or representations of Jesus. And as I say this, diba, magkakaroon kayo ng images sa inyong mga isip. Let's say Jesus as a good shepherd. What comes to your mind quickly? We would be looking at a handsome man na maamo ang mukha, with long hair and with a beard, dressed in white robe, diba? Perhaps with either of the three colors, pwedeng light brown, pwedeng red, pwedeng light blue na outer garment na parang sash, diba? Tama? And then meron siyang sheep on his neck. Am I right? Is that what you see in your minds when we say Jesus the Good Shepherd? Maaring meron pang staff o tungkod. You see what's happening here. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Pero that is not all of Jesus, right? And so people who has this caricature of Jesus in mind, hindi nila kayang i-embrace si Kristo as judge, as king, who would come back to judge. They cannot envision him as the one who rejects sinners. Oh, mapagmahal ang Diyos natin. He hates the sin but loves sinners. That's half true. Psalm chapter 5, he abhors sinners. He hates evildoers. So therefore, if we have that kind of imagery or representation in our hearts, we cannot envision him as the one who demands righteousness and wholeness. Diba? Thus, we would have those who would go to church and those who would continue to live immoral lives, sinful lives, thinking that they would go to heaven because they have this picture. Jesus is very accepting. But that is not all of Jesus. That is not all of Jesus. Kaya may ilan sa mga tao sa panahon ngayon ayaw basahin ng Old Testament. Ayaw aralin ng Old Testament. Because they say the Old Testament has a very angry God. Gusto ko yung Diyos ng New Testament kasi full of grace. Right? But friends, you know what? The God of the Old Testament is the same God in the New Testament. There are those who view Jesus as a baby. But friends, he grew up. He grew up in stature and in favor with both God and man. The second person of the Trinity became man. Totoo yun. But we cannot capture how he looks like. Diba? Kasi kung importanteng dapat alam natin, if it's very important that we know how he looks like, di sana umupo siya, nagposing, nagpa-picture, o kaya nagpa-drawing. Hindi ba? Right? He could have sat down and have someone make a portrait of him. So it's absurd for us to have different caricatures of Jesus. Again, imageries, pictures burn themselves in our minds. And that would lead us to choose for ourselves any caricature or any picture of Jesus to our liking, to our preferences. How do people represent God the Father? Matanda, puti ang buhok, puti ang beard, nakakulay puti. Right? Kasi Father siya eh. But we fail to realize that God the Father is not a day older than Jesus Christ. They're both eternal. They coexisted before the foundation of before time. They pre-existed. They are ever existing. Diba? E bakit ganun ang representation natin? Kasi Father dapat matanda kay Kristo. Right? How do people represent God the Holy Spirit? Kalapate, as a dove. But the Holy Spirit is also the teacher, the comforter, the one who convicts us with our sins, the one who prays for you when you don't feel and when you don't know how to pray. He is the one who inspired the written word of God. You see? To have a physical representation of God is absurd. It would be limiting. It would cause us to stumble. It would cause us to sin. The Israelites, di ba, nalala nyo, sinabi ko, but this is later pa sa Exodus, they made a golden calf and they called it Yahweh. They gave offerings to the image. Kasi sa Exodus 24, they were commanded to give offerings. But that was not Yahweh. Right God, wrong form of worship. You see, images make God less than He is. And ultimately, what does images do? It makes us the creator. It makes man the creator and God the creature. Ano nga ang sinabi sa talatang ito? Nagsimula sa verse 2, I am the Lord your God. I am Yahweh and I am Elohim. I am Yahweh and I am Creator. Doon para nga disipaan, di ba? Dito rin sa verse 4. Verse 5 ng Exodus 20, you shall not bow down to them or serve them. Andun din, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Ako si Yahweh at ang Creator ay mapanibughuing Diyos. I'm a jealous God. He is Yahweh, the faithful one. He is Elohim, the all-powerful Creator. Friends, to worship God by an image is absurd and irrational. The builder of the house has more honor than the house. Tama? Sabi sa Hebrews 3, verse 3. If the workman is better than the work, and no one bows to the workman, then how absurd it is to bow to the work of his hands. Diba? Kung mas magaling ang engineer, pas wala namang nag-bow down sa kanya. Kung mas magaling na artistry yung mga naglilok ng mga magandang mga ribulto, ang galing, ba't walang nag-bow down sa kanya? Kung siya mismo ang gumawa at siya mas maganda, magaling na gumawa noon. Right? Making for ourselves physical representations of God gives us again the leverage to pick for ourselves what to highlight from the character of God. We go to the representation that is less demanding. Kaya doon lang ako. Kasi pag si Christ the King, baka pag si Christ who is going to come back again, kasi baka si Jesus Christ na holy, hindi ko makayanan. Dito na lang ako sa Good Shepherd. Dito na lang ako sa baby Jesus. We should not make for ourselves graven images to represent the one true God. Hosea 8, verse 6 says this, for it is from Israel, a craftsman made it, it is not God. Kung may gumawa dyan, hindi yan Diyos. Tignan nyo yung verse 5 ulit ng Exodus 20. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Again, I believe that this commandment is a call for spiritual worship. It's in line with what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. Diba? God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. This is precisely what is difficult for men to do. Diba? Pansinin nyo, again, history would show us. Hindi pa nga patay ang mga apostol, meron na nga sila mga images. Diba? Sa ating kultura, especially with the Filipinos. Bawi, meron pa tayong mga buto, mga part ng puso, 'di ba? Yung dugo as sacred relics. Again, people have a desire for something tangible, something that they can see. Sabi na nga sa Deuteronomy 4:15, wala kayong nakita. Because God knows our bent. God knows our heart. Right? It's so much easier to live in the sense that in that sense than in the spirit. Kaya itong tendency natin. That is why there is the prohibition, because this is grace. God loves us. Friends, God is grieved when we are untrue to Him. And God is grieved when we worship Him and are true to Him, but we worship Him in a manner that He does not prescribe. Right? Isipin niyo mga kapatid. Ang dami nang nag-try mag-represent ng Panginoong Diyos, but none can be said to be a faithful representation of God. A picture or image of God degrades our concept of Him. It fastens us down to one idea. Diba? Sabi ko kanina. Whereas, we are ought to be growing in grace and in the knowledge of God. Tama? So, kung hanggang doon lang, hanggang dyan lang tayo. But as we explore the Bible, His Word, God is faithful. God is sovereign. God is impeccable. God is immutable. If we continue to do this as a form of worship, it makes God finite. Na-confine siya doon. It brings Him down to our level. Diba? But He is not. He is infinite. He is infinite. Look at verse 5 again. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. It gives us the reason why we ought not to do this. For the faithful one, the Creator, is a jealous God, mapanibughuing Diyos. For the sake of time, we would probably be looking at this closely next week. At kasama yung rest of the verses in this command. But for now, I want you to notice that it's there. We shall not make graven images because God is a jealous God. Now we might think, di ba, parang this is a better reason for the first commandment. Di ba, parang dapat nasa first commandment eh. You shall not have other gods before me because I am a jealous God. But here we see it part of the second commandment. And it does so with good cause. Because it gives the same reason for both commandments. You shall not have other gods before me because God is a jealous God. You shall not worship Him in a different form that He does not prescribe because God is a jealous God. God is not only jealous that we have other gods before Him, He also desires a suitable worship. And false worship by way of images and graven images steers His holy resentment. His jealousy is aroused not only if we worship false gods, but the same holy resentment is aroused when we try to worship Him according to our preferences, in a manner of our own devising. It forbids us to worship God in any way that we have invented. Diba yung nung tayo ay nagtitingin sa overview ng Ten Commandments, we said it's general by design because it's meant to be taken as not just the act itself, but the motive behind the act. The commandment to not murder does not mean just the act of murder, but the anger involved and behind the murder. the commandment to not commit adultery is not just speaking of the act of sexual sin, but the lustful thoughts in one's heart. So as we see here, we shall not create for ourselves graven images. It is not strictly limited to the idols and images, but ascribing worship that God did not prescribe. You see, friends, we are not at liberty to worship God, again, according to our liking, according to our preferences. The first commandment rules out worship of false God. The second commandment rules out false worship of the true God. We'd stop here, but there's more. I hope you'll join me next week as we look at the other truths that we can see in this second commandment. Sana po, mga kapatid, tayo po ay hindi nagkakasala sa Diyos. As we worship the one true God, I pray that we are not limiting God with images, with pictures in our minds and in our hearts. Because God is infinite. And we are called to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. Having pictures limits us. Having pictures limits God. Right? And therefore, it is a sin for us to be worshiping even a true God, but worshiping Him according to our preferences. We should not have a caricature of God, but we should embrace everything about God found in Scripture. Thou shalt not make any graven images or likeness, because God is a jealous God. The second word. I'll see you all next week as we continue looking at the second word and the other implications in this commandment. For now, let's pray and thank the Lord for what He has taught us. Lord, we thank You for teaching us. We thank You, Lord, for showing us truths. And yes, Lord, we can never exhaust everything in this beautiful, beautiful commandment. And so we pray, Lord, that You would instill in our hearts that desire to know You more and to be opening our Bibles, to be studying them, to be studying every word, every phrase, every section from Your beautiful, beautiful word. And we pray, Lord, that this has corrected, this has rebuked any false worship that we ascribe to You. We thank You that You have brought to light that even though we worship the one true God, we still would sin if we would limit You, if we would worship You according to our preferences. Salamat na marami sa pagtuturo niyo po sa amin. We pray that You would bless the remaining hours of the day, of the night. And we pray that You would glorify You in whatever things that we say, think, or do. Bring us back next week, Lord, as we continue our study on the second word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Salamat sa pagsamin sa akin. I pray that you have a good night's rest. God bless you.